Welcome to the first real episode of Main Street Moxie, a podcast from the entrepreneurship students at Franklin College in Franklin, Indiana. If you missed episode zero, introducing the series, I'll invite you to go back and listen to that. But this first conversation is just an almost perfect representation of what a conversation for this podcast series should be. It features three students, Amira, Kearsley, and Jacqueline, who are talking to Kearsley's mom, Carrie Kermode, who is the owner of Style Dance Studio in Franklin, Indiana. And because there is a family dynamic, they're able to, you know, explore and reflect on a couple of topics that are really interesting. But this is a story of not just someone who has come up with an idea, who followed a passion, who made something happen on a small town main street, but who had this vision from an early age, showing that conclusively, there is no right time to start your business, to follow your passion, your dream, wherever it may take you, that you don't need to go out there with 1,000 years of experience before you start something new. This is just a fantastic conversation, and I hope that you enjoy this first episode in the series. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Kearsley Kermode.
My name's Amira Curry,
Jacqueline Flores,
and we're students at Franklin College helping to tell stories of real-life entrepreneurs in our communities. We're joined today by
Carrie Kermode,
who is the founder of
Style Dance Academy.
Thank you for talking with us today.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, so can you tell us about where you grew up, what was your early life like, and where did you go to school?
I grew up in Fairland, Indiana. And I have two sisters, and my parents are both teachers. So we grew up at the elementary school and the middle school at Triton. Triton Central High School is where I ended up graduating from. But we were at the school all the time with my parents. My dad coached baseball and basketball, and my mom was a first grade and fourth grade teacher and a vice principal. My dad taught seventh grade math. So we were just around the school for a lot of our childhood.
Okay. Can you share the story behind the initial idea for your business and how did it evolve from concept to reality?
Yes. So my younger sister and I both, my older sister also danced, but she didn't dance for very long. She was a, yeah, she tried, but it just didn't, it didn't work out really well. So my younger sister and I danced for a long time. And I, when I was young, I would choreograph dances for her. And when I was about 12 years old, I was like, you know what, we should open our own dance studio. And she kind of laughed about it, but I was like, no, really, it'd be fun. And she just kind of went along with it. And so as kids, we had our little binder and we would draw what we would want our building to look like, or what we would have different names for our dance studio. We wrote down all of our dance routines that we made up. We put our favorite songs in the binder. And just when I went to college, for a dance performance at Ball State. And I told my mom, you know, that this is really, really what we want to do. And she helped us out to get the studio running. And here we are 25 years later. So
what were some of the biggest challenges you faced in the early stages of your business and how did you overcome them?
I think the biggest challenge was I was 19 when the, or actually I was 18. Yeah. I was 18 when the business started. So being that young, I didn't know a lot. I thought I knew a lot at 18. But every year I learned, oh, you can do this, you can't do that as a business owner. So I think my age was probably the biggest challenge that I had. So it just for the past, 25 years, I know it, ladies, I don't look that old, but for the past 25 years, I've learned something new every year. So overcoming just the age thing has been a big step for me.
Who has been your biggest supporter or mentor throughout your entrepreneurial journey, and how have they helped you?
My mom is, she's a huge supporter. Actually, I have three. My mom, she really just supports all of us girls in anything that we want to do, and she's always been our number one fan. Another huge supporter is my younger sister. I couldn't do any of this without her. She is the meat and potatoes of all of this business. She guides, helps to continue to guide everybody through everything. I have the ideas and she makes the ideas come to life. And then finally my husband, without my husband's support, I don't know where I'd be. He's always at the studio helping out, and he just really, he appreciates what I do. So.
Did you ever find yourself with a question you didn't feel you could get answered, or that you needed a resource that wasn't available? How did those gaps impact your business?
I think at the beginning was hardest was with the all of my questions about taxes and all of that sort of thing. I grew up as a dancer. I didn't grow up doing tax work. So when all of the accounting came into play with the business, it was scary, especially being as young as I was when we started. So that over the years, I've found an accountant that I now feel like I can go to and ask any questions. But in the beginning, I didn't feel like I had that resource. So I was kind of, and my mom was, you know, helping us too, but neither one of us were knew much about any of that. So we just kind of entrusted our business to someone we didn't really know. So that was scary. But after we found an accountant that we trusted, it has really eased a lot of that pressure off of the business and myself.
Going off of learning experiences, can you share a mistake that you made as an entrepreneur and what you learned from that mistake?
I'm trying to think. I will. When we first opened the business, it was with another partner. And I think that we both had different outlooks on what the business should be. So after 5 years of being a business partner, we ended up splitting. And I think people go into business with a good intention of being able to be on the same page, but and having two bosses, but that doesn't always work out well. So I think that was a huge eye opener for me, again, at a young age. So when we split apart from one another, and everything was fine, it made more sense for the route that I wanted to take with our business.
How do you view failure?
Well, I always tell my kids at the studio, if you never fail, you don't learn. So I think failure is a learning experience. If you don't, no one's perfect. I think failure is a good thing because it makes you stronger. It makes you want to continue on. It makes you have more of a perseverance toward your goals. So I hope that I'm doing that myself, since I tell my students that failure is a good thing. I'm reminding myself of that every day. So when something doesn't go my way, then I need to know, okay, I need to change this about myself, or I need to change this about my business to make it better. So failure can be a good thing.
How has your business had to adapt or pivot in responses to challenges? Can you walk us through a specific instance?
Our business has had to adapt through, like the with COVID. I mean, we had to completely adapt with that at the beginning of COVID. We had to shut down actually for 6 months. So we adapted. We had to shut the doors to the building. That didn't mean we stopped classes. So we did online classes just like you guys had to with school. We did that through dance just to keep the business going. Otherwise, 6 months without any type of income, it would have been just a disaster. And the other thing that we learned that the kids needed us. They needed some kind of outlet. And dance, for many of the students that walk through the doors, that is their outlet. They're at school all day, or you know, they've had a bad day, and being able to come to the dance studio was just a huge relief to the students. So when so when all the COVID stuff did happen, it being able to have the technology that we do today was such a blessing for us just to be able to continue to reach out to the students.
What's the biggest risk that you've had to take in your business, and how do you decide to go through with it?
I think the biggest risk that we took was for 12 years we rented buildings, and then after that we decided to build, and we took on a huge... our building's almost it's almost at 13,000 square feet, so we have a pretty big space, and that was scary, taking out a huge loan that we have and knowing, you know, that we've got to pay this back over time. And it wasn't just scary for myself, but for my family also, because it was a full family ordeal, and so that was, I think, the biggest risk that we have taken as a studio. However, everything's going well. And 12 years later, after being in that building, or 13 years, wow, 13 years, it's still going strong. So,
how have you changed personally since starting your business?
I have grown up a lot. And I always found that I was mature for my age when I was younger, but I've grown up a lot, like understanding others. And giving others grace and being able to understand that other people have, even though you can see people from the outside, they have a different story that's going on inside their head. Or, and I've learned that with my students, you don't read a book by its cover. There's so much more going on inside a person. And so I think that that's the biggest thing that I've learned over this journey over these past 25 years.
How do you manage the balance between running your business and your personal life? Have you found a strategy that works for you?
Yes. And when I first started, it was business almost all the time. In fact, my children grew up in the studio, and my husband was there with us all the time also. So we would have family dinners at the studio, or we would, like, every family vacation was through a dance. And so, and at that time when we first started, it was really hard for me to give work to other people or to trust other people with jobs that needed to be done. The older I get, the more I see, hey, there are other things in life than what happens inside the business. I need to make sure that I'm there for my kids. I need to make sure that we have some downtime and some time outside of the studio. However, I will say that my kids never complained to me about anything. I think that they liked being there with us, but I know that they wanted, I missed a lot of games, or I missed a lot of awards banquets, and I missed a lot of those things for them growing up. So I do regret that, but I'm hoping that I'm able to let go of some of my responsibilities now and let other people take on those roles. But at the same time, I feel like I've been able to teach others what needs to be done. So I feel comfortable and confident that our jobs will be done without me being there all the time.
So I know you've had this business at the dance studio for 25 years now. But where do you see yourself and the business in the next 5 to 10 years after this? Are there any dreams that you're excited about? Any goals that you're excited about? Where do you see the future for Style Dance Academy?
Wow. So when we started the business, I think we had about 30 students. Right now we're at about 400. So we've grown quite a bit. Right now, I see that Kirstie sitting over here, she's wanting to take the business over. And I want her to want to do that if she wants to do that. I don't want to push that upon her. But however, I will say that she will be like amazing. She's very outgoing, very well spoken, and she knows how to talk to all ages of people. So, and she's very responsible. So in the next five years when she graduates, I hope that we're able to pass that torch on to her. And I know that she is a go-getter, so I know that she's not going to, like, slack on the business at all. I know that she's going to continue to put her heart and soul into that. So I see great things happening, and she is much younger than myself, so she has the energy right now to help the studio grow. So I'm excited for the future for the studio.
Thanks, Mom.
Anytime, kid.
What's your favorite thing about running a business in this community, and is there an event or a moment that exemplifies what it's like to do business here?
I'm going to tell you, this community, it's pretty awesome. I love Franklin, even though we live about 20 minutes away, but I love the camaraderie I feel of everyone that's here. I think that everyone here is very supportive, and they're very, they want to see the kids in this community succeed. They want to see the kids at the studio, not just our studio, but there's other studios here in Franklin. They want to see those kids perform for them at halftime shows or at fairs. And, the people that come out to support these children, it's awesome. So to have our studio here in Franklin is, wow. Like I wouldn't want it anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be in a bigger city. I feel at home here, and I feel like the kids feel wanted, and the support that they feel and the love that they feel every time that we do a parade or whatever, it's exciting to them. And you ask things that the kids look forward to the downtown parade every year. They love seeing the smiles on everyone's faces. The crowd dances with them as they go by. So it really is a special place to have these kids grow up.
If you could wave a magic wand and add one thing to or for the local business environment, what would it be?
Wow, I don't know. I feel like Franklin really does a good job of supporting their local businesses. You walk up and down the streets here, and there's so many small businesses, and it really is an awesome sight. And you don't see that in a lot of towns that are this size. So that is a great question, and I think I'm going to have to continue to think about that. I guess just, to tell everybody in the community just to keep supporting local people, because they're the ones that help this make this community what it is.
And then our final question for you today is dealing with advice for aspiring entrepreneurs. So based on your experience in these past 25 years, what advice would you give to someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey?
I think you need to have a plan. I think it needs to be a pretty clear plan, but I think you also have to be open-minded, and you have to be willing for your plan to change. Not everything goes the way that you want it to go, and that's okay. And you have to learn to change with the times. But at the same time, stay true to yourself and stay true to the things that make you you, because really you are your, I don't know, the personality that you bring through in your own business is what is going to make you successful. So but always keep an open mind and remember that there are other people out there that are always watching you, and just be the best that you can, not just for yourself, but for the others that are surrounding you.
That's some great advice. I actually lied to you. That was not our last question.
That's okay.
So we're going to keep going on and asking you some more questions. These ones are kind of just going to be for fun.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, here we go.
I actually wanted to ask, if you didn't own your dance studio, what would you see yourself doing, or where would you be?
I love working outside. So I love mowing the yard. I love planting flowers. I just love doing outside work. So I think that I would probably do a lot of, I don't know, outdoorsy things. But I also love to clean. I know that sounds silly. So, but cleaning is yeah, I could do that every single day. So I don't know, clean houses, clean whatever. I really do love to clean.
I will say we have the cleanest house on this side of the Mississippi. It's crazy.
Was there a pivotal moment in your journey where you felt like giving up?
I felt like giving up, but because all of our kids were in high school at the same time, that was hard for me to miss so much of their stuff. And that I went through a really, really, really difficult time for a few years, just knowing that I couldn't be there for them all the time. They never, complained to us. Well, my husband was always there at all of their things, but I would watch baseball games on my phone while I'm teaching, or just to make sure to see how, my sons were doing, or my husband would text me as games were going on or as awards banquets were going on, just to keep me updated. So that was a very hard time, just to miss out on those things.
Not that you have any regrets with your business or any of that, but if you could go back and change anything, would you, or would you do everything exactly the same?
I really feel like I would do a lot of things the same. Because like I talked about earlier, failure, if I hadn't failed through a few things, then I wouldn't have learned to change my ways, on how I run things or run a class or, anything like that. So everything is worked out really well. And I continue to learn to this day. So I really don't know that I would change anything.
What kind of impact do you hope to have through your work?
My impact is that I hope to have through my work is to make students, is to make them better, like great adults. I want them to, when I see them, when they're older and they have their own children, I want them to have respectful children, and I want them to be hardworking adults, and that's what I want them to take along with them. I've had a lot of students throughout the years, and I have a few that work professionally as dancers, and that's fine with me, but I have a lot that are great humans. And so that's my goal, is for our students to be great humans later on.
You kind of talked about, we did talk about like what you want, where you want the business to go in a couple years, and also Kearsley taking over the business. So I was just wondering, like, what do you hope for, like, when, once you like transition your business over, like, what do you hope will like kind of happen? Like, what goals do you see happening in the future with that?
If she will still have me, I hope to continue to have a part. Just, I love to teach gymnastics. I really do. I have a lot of ideas that I like to give to my teachers, and like they kind of run with those ideas. So I hope that she will still have me to be there for some advice. However, I hope to be able to step back and just watch her do her own thing, because it's time. Like, there comes that time when you have to, You have to let somebody be themselves. And even though there are a lot of things that we are alike, there are a lot of ways that we're different. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing for people to have different and not always have the same person or the same style of routines or the same style of owning a business. And I think that she's going to bring something to the table that I wouldn't have even thought of. And that's a good thing. So I'm excited about that for her.
So with this next question, I'm not calling you old or anything, but you have gotten to a point in your business where you are starting to have the kids of people you had when you first started. Do you see like any sort of generational change in today's kids than whenever you first started out 25 years ago? Like, how has that changed in the way you teach and the way you approach kids, kind of touching on that?
I think there's a big difference. I think that you have to just be a little more aware of the way that your, I'll call it your constructive criticism comes across. And, but I don't know. I think that we, and I talk to students a lot about eye contact and all of that, because I think that's been a huge difference from when I had their parents to now I have them, because they are so, it's like screen time, you know, they're on their phones or iPads or whatever. So there's not a lot of eye contact with kids when they first come in. So when I talk to students, I'm like, okay, now look at me. I want you to look at me, because, and I try to teach them how to talk to adults or how to be great listeners. And I didn't feel like when, you know, 25 years ago when we started this, we had to have those conversations. I feel like kids are, it's just a different thing. And I don't hold that against anyone. It's just a different time that we live in. So we just have to, as teachers, we have to be aware of that, because I want, like I said, I want these kids to be good humans later. And I think eye contact and the way that you speak to other people is huge. So yeah, that's, I think, been the biggest thing.
And kind of another question going off of that is, what are the impacts that you think technology has had on you and your business, both positive and negative?
Positively, I mean, man, the amount of music that we can find now, it's like crazy. And we used to have, you know, we still do. I probably have 2,000 CDs. That sounds ridiculous. You're like, and cassette tapes still. and to be able to find music back then, it was like you would have to listen to an entire CD. And now you just type in a, like, oh, I want a dance to be about, I don't know, fairy tales or something. So you type in fairy tales and like, shoom, you know, I mean, the things that are at your fingertips, or you can't figure out a costume design. So you like type something in and it just pops up right in front of you. So that is really amazing. I think for me, the hardest thing with technology and social media is the things that kids see. They like see these other, like, I don't know, 7-year-olds doing these crazy things, and parents or kids say think that they should be able to do those things right away, and they think that they're failing if they're not. And I'm like, no, you're like human. Like, not everybody can do those things like right then. And I think that all of it, like, I think that can be a negative thing for children and adults to see, you know. So I think those are the two, the big impacts with social media and technology.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make while you're still here?
No, I enjoy owning my own business. I don't know that I could work for someone else. Mm-hmm. I'm a little strong-willed and hard-headed. So I like things done my way. So I really enjoy owning my own business. But the older I get, I am excited to be able to hand that off into someone that I know has a heart of, you know, for dance, not just for dance, but for people. So I'm excited to be able to hand that off someday, hopefully soon. So.
Well, it was really great talking to you. Thank you for coming here and speaking with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for teaching us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, that was Carrie Kermode from Style Dance Academy in Franklin, Indiana. Thank you. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.